This is Michael DeLohi in Brooksville, Florida. And I am thrilled to be with you guys here tonight. 6 years ago, December 4th, we launched. That was the birth date, the launch date of Mentoring for Free. And it has been just amazing, the ride and the lives that we have impacted with this amazing system, the brilliance of these brilliant coaches and mentors that have grown and become more and are creating full-time income in their network marketing businesses. It's just so exciting for Linda and I to see that. You know, people asked us, well, how'd you pick December 4th? What was that all about? Well, you know, we were a long time coming, years putting the system together. And Linda and I were talking about it. We're getting close. It was going to be December. And Linda's father, Kirk Benji Sides, who was a Navy veteran, and he had got out of the service, and he got leukemia, and he passed away when he was 26 years old, and Linda was 2 1/2, her brother was 5, and his birthday was December 4th. So Linda and I said, wow, that's a special, special day, and definitely in our family's lives. So we said, what a great day to use as her father's birthday as the date of Mentoring for Free's inception and turning the system on. So anyway, I just wanted to thank everybody for all the brilliance, all the coaches and mentors that have removed the ego from the equation and have grown into amazing, amazing leaders. We've got people all around the world that have used the system, continue to use the system, and are having amazing success in their life and in their business because of it. So we are just absolutely humbled by this experience to be going with you guys down this road. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And Richard Dennis is our member. He's our part of the Mentoring for Free system. He helped us. He's been working with us. He's a brilliant partner. And we just, Richard, we can't thank you and Dave Cones enough for everything you guys have contributed over the last 6 years to make this what it is today. So thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Richard Dennis is going to interview me tonight, and this is absolutely my favorite subject, and it is on colors. And the reason I get so excited about this, I can promise you guys something. If you will get the book, Powerful Networking Secrets, okay? We charge for that book. It's $29.95, and I got to tell you something. That is the best value you will get. And we actually, we're doing a promotion for the anniversary of Mentoring for Free, and when a person gets Powerful Networking Secrets for $29.95, you can email Linda at lindadelohi@tampabay.rr.com, your physical mailing address. And Linda and I are going to gift you the Success in 10 Steps soft cover autographed copy of the book. We're going to include the Colors CD and the Five Pillars CD. And all that is going to be a gift from us to you when you will invest the money and the time, $29.95, for you to get that book. And here's what I can promise you. If you get that book, and you get that CD and this information, if you don't believe that Powerful Networking Secrets book was worth the money, let us know. We'll give you your money back. You keep the Success in 10 Steps book and 2 CDs as a gift from us. In 6 years, Richard, 6 years, we had one person request their money back from Powerful Networking Secrets. And I was kind of stunned and amazed when this person called and wanted his money back. And I said, well, can you tell me something? He said, sure. I said, what didn't you like about the book? And Richard, there was dead silence. And he said, well, I didn't read it. So I figured I'd just get my money back. And I said, well, okay, no problem. But I was just curious because never have we ever had somebody want their money back. And that's how strongly I believe in that education and that book, Powerful Networking Secrets. You can get back with the person that invited you on this call, and you can get a link to go to their website and get that book. It'll be their link with powerfulnetworkingsecrets.com after it. So anyway, Richard Dennis is going to interview me tonight on the colors, and there's not a topic that I can tell you if you will learn this information, learn it. I can promise you without a doubt this is the biggest thing that will impact your life for the better, hands down. That's 31 years of doing this business and being full-time the last 21 years, and I can tell you it's magic. Richard Dennis is up in Monticello, Florida, very well known in the network marketing industry, has helped many people become millionaires. I just love his insight and the way he's able to dig in and dig out more information. So I'm just going to turn this call over to Mr. Richard Dennis.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Michael, but you give me an idea that's going to make it real easy for me tonight.
Okay.
I had something else in mind, but how about we do this? Let me read you a chapter heading from Powerful Networking Secrets, and you just kind of talk about it a little bit and how it fits into the whole game for these guys.
Okay.
So let's and I'm just going to jump around here.
Perfect.
The lesson I learned from Turnley Rucker.
Okay, perfect. The lesson I learned from Turnley Rucker. Turnley was a longtime insurance salesman, and he got into network marketing. We became fast friends, just an amazing individual. And Turnley and I were driving back one day from Orlando, Florida, and we had been on the seventh, I believe it was the seventh appointment, and we were both in the same network marketing company, and what Turnley would do is he would set up an appointment. We would drive to these people's offices, and because he was in insurance, he had a whole host of people that were insurance they owned their own insurance companies all over Orlando, Florida. So we would get an appointment. We would go sit there. We would do a presentation, and I would do a presentation to these different clients. And Richard, we had sponsored all seven of those people. We're driving home from the seventh appointment, and Charlie says to me, he says, Michael, he says, I'm just amazed. I says, what do you mean? He said, well, we've been on seven appointments, and we sponsored seven people. We sponsored every one of them. I said, well, that's good. He said, yeah, but you have not done the same presentation twice. You have not done the same presentation twice. Now, Richard, I got to tell you, it's the same company, but I presented it completely different seven times. And he says, why did you do that? And I said, because every one of those people were a different personality, and there were different hot buttons that were important to them. He said, well, how did you know that? And I said, because when we walked into the office, I saw photographs or no photographs of their family. I saw big plaques and awards on the wall or no awards on the wall. I saw a very modest desk, or I saw a big, lavish desk that this person sat behind. So I would do a presentation to fit the personality. And at the end of the presentation, Richard, every one of those seven different clients joined us. And here was the cool part. When we signed up the owner of the insurance company, he would say, when can we schedule an appointment to do a presentation for my entire office? And when we did those appointments, he would just tell the people, sign here. Because he was signing their checks, right, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he would just say, okay, this is what we're doing, sign here. It was just amazing, absolutely amazing. So in just a short order of doing this, he had built quite a huge organization, and it didn't take very long to do it. But right there, right then, when Turnley says to me, well, Michael, how did you know that? I said, well, I don't know, Turnley, I've been doing this so long. I said, I pick up on these different personalities, so I just present what's best for them. And he says, well, it works. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you need to find a way to teach this to your people. You need to teach this to your people. And that was many years ago, and Turnley has since passed, and I am forever grateful for him for telling me, Michael, you need to teach this to your team, to your people. And I can promise you, Richard, of everything we've ever done in our career in network marketing, the one thing that has impacted our business, our team, our life the most is the personality studies of colors, hands down.
Yeah, Turnley was definitely right.
Yep.
Great story. Let me give you another one. The four personalities go on vacation.
Oh, boy. I love this. If you understand the personalities and how differently they are, I'll use the analogy that I used in the book. And Linda and I, we went to Maine, and we climbed a mountain up there called Mount Katahdin. And the next year we went up there, we actually did a hike. It was an all-day hike from the campground to the base of the mountain, and we were going up. It was called Roaring Brook to Chimney Pond, okay, on the backside of Mount Katahdin. And you're walking, literally, Richard, all day long, hiking along this beautiful brook. And then when you get to the base of the mountain, there's campsites there that you camp out there, and then the next day you go climb the mountain. And so we're going to go on vacation with the four personalities. Now, the blue personality, let's start with the yellow. We'll start with the yellow personality. The yellow is going to be very interested in the nature, in everything that's going on, and making sure they're picking up, you know, somebody dropped a paper wrapper or a plastic bottle, or picking up trash along the way and everything and it took a little longer to get to the base of the campsite and everything, but you know what? They wanted to make sure they helped everybody along the way, and they helped anybody that was limping and did all this kind of stuff. The blue personality is probably going to just rent a dirt bike, and they're just going to ride a dirt bike and just go hill climbing and just ride the dirt bike all the way up to the campsite. They're going to get there. Probably not in front of the reds, but they're going to get there pretty quick because they don't want to be taking all the time to climb over all the rocks. Now, the green personality, Richard, they're going to study all the charts. They're going to study all the graphs about the snowfall and how, you know, there could be a chance of the Roaring Brook becoming a flash flood and people could drown, so we're going to have to make sure we've got our snorkel with us. And, you know, flippers, you know, fins or whatever in case we got to swim for safety. And, you know, so they're going to have to make sure that everything's perfect, everything's right. Of course, we got to have all the hiking gear, you know, and they got to have extra bottles of water. The blue didn't even think about bottles of water. They said, we'll just drink out of the stream. And the red personality, Richard, they're going on the same trike, but they just said, give me a helicopter, just fly me to the top of the mountain. I'll beat all you guys there. Plain and simple. Because for the red, money's no object, and I'll just get up there before all you guys do. Plain and simple. So that's the four personalities go on vacation.
Great insights into those four personalities. what are their hobbies?
Okay. The yellows are going to do anything helping people doing anything. Richard, it could be, you know, doing animal rescue, you know, for dogs and cats and things like that. They're just going to be doing things for people. It's just, you know, whatever that is. I mean, they're going to be doing things for people. Blues, the hobbies, you know what, anything where they're having fun. I mean, it can be adrenaline type of fun, you know. It can be bungee jumping. I mean, it can be anything to do with adrenaline, but, I mean, it's having fun. You know, Richard, I know you told me one time that you were blue, because you like to have fun. And I said, yeah, Richard, but what do you like to do for fun? And what did you tell me, Richard?
Editing.
Editing.
Yes.
And that gets your juices going, man. That is like
a
blast.
I can't even begin to tell you how excited I get when I'm editing.
Yeah. Yeah, man, when you're editing, that's like you're in this whole world, man, and it's so much fun for you because you understand the magic sequence of words. You understand what gets people's minds and gets their juices just going, you know? So that's why you get fired up. But that's green fun. Green fun. So greens, that's the kind of things they like to do. That's their hobbies, you know? Now, the red, their hobbies are anything to do with money. Anything to do with money. They just focus on the money, and they make the money, and they think, you know, they can do anything they want to do because they got the money. That's their hobbies, money.
Okay, and since you ended with money here, what about the colors and money? How do they differ in the way they relate to money?
It's amazing, Richard. The yellow personality never ever focuses on money. Now they realize, you know, you've got to have money to, you know, buy groceries and buy the cat food and the dog food for all the stray animals and stray cats and, you know, injured birds and all that stuff, so they know they got to have money for that. but they're not focused on money. So if you were going to do a presentation and you started talking about all this money, or you started talking about your fancy car, your fancy home, your fancy ring, your fancy suit, your fancy Rolex watch, they are turned off. They're getting up and they're leaving the room because they're thinking you're an idiot. That money you spent for that fancy car, they could have bought a minivan and used the other $80,000 to feed the homeless. You're a jerk because you don't need to be driving that fancy car. Just that simple. That's if you focus on the money with the yellow. So with the yellows, what do? You focus on relationships. You focus on, well, you know, we could help you create some additional income to sponsor the SPCA. You know, Richard, I'll never forget, it was a few months ago, I was in Sam's Club, and there was this lady, Richard, she was probably in her late 70s. She has got a shopping cart full of dog food, cat food, and I'm talking big bags of dog food, like these 50-pound bags, and case after case after case of cat food. And I spotted her, and I said, ah, another Linda, another, she's like my wife, another Lucille. So I got up behind her, and I was kind of helping with the cart a little bit, and I moved the stuff from the one cart over to the other because you got to move things over in case somebody put something under one of the bags or something. So I helped everything move over, and I helped this lady stock this over there, and she thanked me so much, and then I paid for the dog food and cat food. She said, oh, no, 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 you can't do that. I said, well, yes, I can. She said, no, 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 no. She says, you can't do that. I said, well, you do it all the time, don't you? And I said, you're taking all this to the SPCA or something, aren't you? She looked at me, Richard, and she said, yeah. Yeah, I am. And I said, well, I said, yeah, I know. I says, my wife and my mother-in-law do this kind of stuff all the time. So I said, it's my turn to help you. Now, I got to tell you something, Richard. I may never see that lady again, but I got to tell you something. Her and I became fast friends right there, would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I understand her calling. You know, she's about, you know, animal rescue. She's about feeding all these poor stray animals and stuff. And it was a blessing for me that I was able to help her, you know? And, you know, the cool part is next time she'll just do more for somebody else because she had some extra money. You know, that because I took care of that for that week. Just that simple. So that's how you're going to build a relationship with the yellow. Just build a relationship. You know, they're never about the money. The blue, if you, the only thing a blue cares about money, Richard, is if they've got enough of it till they can have enough fun, and if they die and they're flat broke, they're okay with that. They're okay with that. As long as they slide into their grave completely wore out and they can be broke, it's okay. It doesn't matter. So they're just going to have the money, use the money to an end. Okay? Now, the green personality, now, they could have four kids, and they are going to make sure all four kids go to college because they didn't get to go to college, so they want their kids to go to college. Matter of fact, they're going to force them to go to college, Richard. As a matter of fact, the kids don't want to go to college, but they're going to make them go to college because they figure that's the way to have a successful life is to get this college degree, college education. And, of course, when the green passes away, they're going to have a lot of money left to give to the other people to spend and take care of. So they're going to be very frugal with their money, which there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what, Richard? You got to get the greens to have a little bit of fun along the way. Guess what? I'll bet all four kids didn't want to go to college. You need to talk to the kids and find out which one of them don't want to go to college. Maybe take the money that you're going to spend on college and maybe help them start a business. Maybe put that money down on helping them buy their first home. A lot of places you could use that money better than throwing away on an education that they didn't want. But that's very difficult for the greens to wrap their head around and understand, Richard, because it's just not normal for them. Not normal for them. You know? I'll never forget, Richard, we were calling clients one night, and we called a gentleman that downloaded my book. He was a green guy, or excuse me, he was a blue guy. And as I was talking with him, I found out that he was blue. And I asked him what he does for a living. And he says, well, he says, I was an engineer. And I said, really? I says, hated it, huh? Hell, he said, I really considered suicide. He said, my mother and father were both engineers. They wanted me to be an engineer, so I became an engineer. And he said, after 2 years of all that numbers crunching and stuff, he said, I thought death would be better than this. And I said, so what'd you do? He said, I became a car salesman. I said, I bet you love that. He said, oh, man, it's so awesome. I meet so many cool people, and I get to go on test drives all the time, and people drive really fast. I love it. And I said, and I bet your mother and father probably just about disowned you. He said, they thought I had lost my mind. They thought I'd lost my mind. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Nothing. He was a blue being raised by greens, and he was trying to be a green to make mom and dad happy. And after 2 years of misery, and he said, I seriously considered suicide. Death would be better than this boring number crunching crap I was doing. Wow. So that's how greens look at money, okay? And then the reds, okay? Reds, if you're talking to a red about the business, talk to them about the money. And here's what's the cool part, so don't get gun-shy here. Reds don't care if you're the number one income earner in the company. All they care about is that you can get them in on a coaching call with the owner of the company or the number one income earner. As long as you've got the in to talk to somebody that they can get all their questions answered, so you've got to be that go-to guy. So they don't have a problem with that. The red personalities, when you're doing a business presentation and you're talking to them, I'm telling you, don't talk to them about your family. If you start talking to them, if I start telling the red personality, well, you know, Linda and I started dating at 15 and 16, got married at 19 and 20, been married 39 years, they might tell me to shut up. Because they don't want to hear Richard, and they don't mean to be rude or anything. They go to the point. And they're thinking, what do I need to know this for? How am I going to make money because Michael's been married 39 years to the same woman? And they're thinking, what a flipping idiot. He'd rather be married for 39 years to three different women. That's their viewpoint, okay? So let them go where they want to go. Focus on the money with them. Focus on the relationships with the yellows, and focus on the fun with the blues. And give details, 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 details to the green when you're talking to the green. The biggest mistake people make with greens, Richard, is trying to close them. You want to give them enough information until they make up their own mind. They have to close themselves. Richard, I've had greens that I met that were looking for a company, and they kept looking, and they kept looking, and they kept looking, and 6 months later, I had one that took a year for him to make a decision to build the business, to join me. And then he joined, took him 6 months to get ready to get going, and then over the next 6 months, build one of the largest organizations in the company. That's fine. Let them go at their own pace. If you push a green, shove a green, try to manipulate a green, close a green, they will. Here's what they do. It's pretty cool. Now, I don't know how they do it, but they got a way that when your phone number dials their phone number burns your phone line up. They sabotage your phone line or something because you can never call them again. They blocked you out of their life forever. If you send them an email, all those go right into the trash because they don't want anything to do with the pushy, shoving, sales-aggressing, word manipulating person. Do you, Richard?
No.
Nope. You're out of there. You are out of there. And I don't know how you green guys can block those phone numbers like that and make their other phone blow up, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we might sell that technology sometime.
I'm thinking you guys ought to all get together and go to the Big Bells with it or something.
Yeah, we got time for at least one more here, and you kind of touched on it a little bit in this last discussion, but talk about the different colors as parents.
Oh, boy. This is This is my favorite subject, okay? The yellows are the best with relationships, okay? So they're definitely the best at being a parent to a point. I'll give you an example. I'm married to an amazing yellow lady. And what I was watching happening as our children were growing up, oh, no, no, I'll get that, I'll get that, I can do that, I'll get that, I'll do that, I can get that, I can get this, oh, I'll do the laundry, I can do this, let me do the dishes. And I said, Linda, you are enabling these kids, you're hurting them. Let them do the dishes, let them do their own laundry, let them do some cooking, let them do this stuff. But see, a yellow, they got to know, man, let somebody else take some of this pressure off of me. Let somebody else do some of this stuff. The yellows will do everything for everybody. And, you know, Linda said, wow, I didn't realize I was doing that. I didn't realize I was doing that. And, you know, yesterday my son and I, we were running some errands, and he was gone a little longer than we expected, and his wife was at her job. She's a she works at a veterinarian office as a vet tech. And so Matthew had put the clothes in the washer, and he asked, Mom, would you run across to the house and throw the clothes in the dryer for me, because Dad and I are running late, and I want to make sure they get dried so when I get home, I can help, you know, get them folded. Now, if his mother had kept doing everything for him, he would have never been able to do anything like that. Amazing. Okay? So that's the yellows. The blues have got to learn to get some focus. The blues get so scattered. They're bouncing in 75 different directions. They don't finish anything because they're starting another project, starting another project, starting another project. So if you can get focused, Richard, you can change their lives. It's just amazing. And the green, what you got to do with the green is you got to get them to take action. Because, Richard, you know yourself in the Mentoring for Free follow-up letters. Now, if you get from the Mentoring for Free online training course to the Colors splash page, the Five Pillars splash page, to the Powerful Networking Secrets splash page, or the Success in 10 Steps splash page. Richard, you know because you did it. On all the follow-up emails, we misspell words. We put dashes or we put question marks or commas, dashes in the words free so the search engines can't see the word free, and that's so that it gets through the spam filter. So we have spent tons of hours getting these follow-up autoresponder emails so they'll get through the spam filters and actually get into somebody's email inbox. And Richard, I have greens that send me a letter and say, Michael, I signed up for all the letters, and I've corrected all of them. And they're so excited that they did something so cool, because when they see one of those letters that came out from us and the words free is not spelled F-R-E-E, you know, there's a comma or a star or an asterisk or something after it, or a space or whatever. Richard, they just go ballistic. Oh, my God, are you guys this stupid? Don't you know how to write? Did anybody take any English? What's your problem? What's your problem? When you see the word prospect, it's not spelled like you regularly spell prospect. Instead of a O, it's a zero. It's a zero. Well, Richard, they've fixed all those errors, and now none of their messages get through the spam filters. But they spent a lot of time doing that. So the greens, we got to get them to just leave it alone, take action. Guys, we know what we're doing. This is not our first rodeo, okay? We know we're called professional network marketers, and what we do works. Just that simple. And the reds, all you got to do is get them to just build. You pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces, because they're not going to call somebody back. They're not going to hold their hand. They're not going to burp them. You need to do that. You need to get those people plugged into the system. Get them plugged into the training. They're not going to do the training. Just know that, and it's okay. If you will go behind those people and help shore up everything that they're doing and keep working with those people, you will create a massive organization under those people to spite themselves, Richard. Just that simple. Just that simple. So, wow, this was fun.
Anything you wanted to add before we finish up here?
Richard, without a doubt, I'm 59 years old. Been married to Linda for 39 years, and I got to tell you something. If anything you can learn that can impact your life in every area of your life is understanding the personalities, hands down. You know, we wrote an amazing book called Powerful Networking Secrets, and for this special promotion, Linda and I are going to give you guys basically $60 worth of tools, the Success in 10 Steps autographed, Success of the Colors CD, the Five Pillars CD, postage and everything's over a $60 value. You get that book and read it. And if it isn't what you believe it is, you just shoot us an email. We'll give you your money back. That's how powerful, how strong we feel about that amazing book called Powerful Networking Secrets. And you can get that from anybody that sent you on this call. There'll be a link in their back office for Powerful Networking Secrets. They can send that to you. You can click on it, order the book, and make sure you email Linda Delohi at tampabay.rr.com, your physical mailing address, and then Linda will send you an autographed copy of Success in 10 Steps softcover and both CDs. Postage and everything is a gift from us to shove you over the edge to get you to, I guess it's called bribe. I guess we're going to just bribe you guys into buying that book and reading the thing. So back to you, Richard.
That's a terrific offer. And, you know, we've covered a few of the points that are mentioned in the book, but there's just what we tried to do in that book was to get so many different looks at the different personalities. So look at them from so many different angles, just to give people a real idea of how they work from all kinds of different angles. So to me, it's just there's a lot of valuable information in them there that will really help extend people's understanding of the personality. So thanks very much for your expertise, Michael. Would you like to introduce the next call?
Yes, 10:30 in 1 hour, we're going to have a call. It's called the Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. If you've ever wanted to just have a fireside chat with your coach and mentor, that's where we're there. We're there. It is an open call. We interact with everybody. If you had an aha moment on this call and you'd like to share that with me, I would love, love, love to hear your viewpoints, your input, your aha moments. That is how we become better. So we appreciate that. And again, never, ever, ever mention any company names or any products or anything like that on those calls. We just love to help you grow as a person and help you become more. So we'll see you guys in an hour. Back to you, Richard.
Thanks very much, Michael. Again, Michael's making a great offer for the Powerful Networking Secrets ebook. So hope you guys will take advantage of it. It's it's worth it to you to read through that and get that extra information on the different personalities. Again, thanks to everybody for being on the call tonight, and we'll talk to you guys in the next call. Good night, everybody.